The U.S. Navy's F-18 fighter planes ran test flights last year using jet fuel partially made from plant oils. In May, the U.S. Air Force's famed Thunderbirds unit of F-16 fighter bombers became the first aerial demonstration team to fly on so-called biofuel. And earlier this year, successful tests were also conducted with the Air Force's big C-17 transport aircraft. These biofuel test runs are signs of an emerging market, according to a new report released by a private consortium called Sustainable Aviation Fuels Northwest, which supports a renewable jet fuel industry in America's Pacific Northwest. The report says running a jet engine on a blend of biofuel, which is an alcohol refined from plants such as algae, maize, or soybeans, is much less polluting and less costly than using pure petroleum-based fuel. And using biofuels more extensively in aircraft could reduce U.S. dependence on foreign petroleum and protect airplane companies in particular from volatility in the fuel market. Keith Loveless, a vice president with Alaska Airlines, says his company saw a 47% hike in aircraft fuel prices this year.
Other airlines have had even worse effects. The wild swings in prices have resulted in the loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs in our industry.
Loveless says unlike other industries, aviation has limited alternatives to improve energy efficiency or stabilize cost.
We don't have anything like an electric car that's out there. You're not going to see solar panels on wings anytime soon. So we really need to prioritize the application of biofuels to the aviation sector.
The U.S. Pacific Northwest is a good place to jumpstart a renewable jet fuel industry, the new report finds. Many airline companies and airplane manufacturers, such as Boeing, are based there. And report co-author Patrick Mazza with the environmental group Climate Solutions says the region has a wide variety of biomass resources to choose from.
Unlike our current biofuel industry, which largely relies on two crops, corn and soybeans, we're talking about a whole range of feedstock sources, including oil seed crops, algae, forest residues.
The new report envisions a supply chain of growers to produce biomass, refineries to make the fuel, and a market of airline companies to purchase it. John Plaza is the founder and chief executive officer of Imperium Renewables. Since its launch in 2004, the company has become one of the largest independent biodiesel producers in the United States. Its refinery has the capacity to produce 400 million liters of biodiesel fuel a year. Plaza says Imperium is ready to be a major supplier of sustainable jet fuel.
Imperium is focused on building that technology at our existing biodiesel plant and adding on to the facility's capability. So in other words, we're not talking about converting biodiesel. We're talking about building additional capacity at our existing facility and using much of the infrastructure that's there, for example, the storage and the logistics that we have with shipping and rail and truck.
Plaza says biofuels have met rigorous tests for use in military and commercial aircraft. To forge ahead and build a jet fuel industry, he believes new federal energy policies and production incentives will be needed.
And I think that's really the next step, is getting federal support in the realm of long-term policy and ideally purchase commitments from the Department of Defense for these type of fuels, to allow for the investors to feel comfortable that this is a credible, solid business that they will get a return on.
Washington State Representative Jay Inslee has introduced a law in Congress that would extend those Department of Defense contracts from 5 to 15 years.
This should be a totally bipartisan issue. This is good for national security. This is good for economic growth. I'm hopeful on this long-term contract issue that we can get this done this year. I'm hopeful.
Experts predict the potential biofuel market in the United States could be 76 trillion liters a year, supplying both military and commercial aircraft. The Boeing Company's Vice President for Environment and Aviation Policy, Billy Glover, hopes renewables can capture at least 1% of that market within 5 years.
We've set that, some of us, as a near-term target, but the first 1% is the hardest 1%.
And Glover adds, from there, it's a matter of scaling up to grow the market with a model that can meet the demand for jet biofuel, not only in the United States, but around the world. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.